A Juno man has set a record in one of the oldest and most challenging mountain races in the world. In a race that must be completed within 30 hours, Jeff Rose on Saturday ran the 100-mile Western States Endurance Run in half that. As KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander reports, Rose is considered one of the top three ultramarathon runners in the world.
This year, more than 300 runners finished the race in under 30 hours. Jeff Rose did it in 15 hours, 7 minutes, and 4 seconds, 23 minutes faster than the record set in 2004. A group of local runners and friends greeting the lean 34-year-old at Juneau Airport yesterday. John Nagel among them. Nagel knows the Western State Endurance. He's competed 3 times. He says it's hard to describe Rose's accomplishment.
Adjectives will fail you. I mean, it was remarkable, incredible, a first-time effort on this course.
It was the first time Rose has run in the Western States Endurance. It starts at the 6,200-foot base of Squaw Valley Ski Resort in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. In the first 4 miles, it climbs nearly 3,000 feet to Emigrant Pass. From there, Rose says, it's just about all downhill.
You end up with a lot of downhill over the last 95 miles. You climb for 5 miles, and then it's more downhill than up after that.
Greg Sunderland is Western State's race director.
It is a downhill race, and Anton Krupicka, who was in second, said he'd never seen anybody run downhill as easily and quickly as Jeff did.
The trail climbs a total of 18,000 feet and descends 21,000 feet into Auburn, California. The race started Saturday at 5 a.m. 100 miles later, Rose reached the finish line shortly after 8 p.m.
Fun. That's my top priority, and this was a lot of fun. It was the most competitive 100-mile race I've ever done, for sure.
Rose and world-class runners 26-year-old Anton Krupicka of Boulder, Colorado, and Spain's 22-year-old Jillian Jornet stayed together for the first half. But at Devil's Thumb Canyon, Rose says the two younger men motored ahead.
It's a really tough climb. I drop into a canyon. It's the first point of the day where it's really hot. And then it's like a 2-mile climb just straight up out of a canyon. You know, for people around here, it's like climbing up the lower part of the Mount Juno Trail.
Rose says about 25 miles from the end, he was able to put on the gas.
It's a lot more enjoyable chasing someone than being chased by somebody. So I think that was a big part of the reason why it was so fun.
I understand you took a dunk in the American River just before the end.
Yeah, there's a river crossing at mile 78. It was hot. It was about low 90s at that point, and they were crossing us over the river on rafts, and I got to the other side, and I soaked in the river for 30 seconds, and I think I made up that 30 seconds within about a minute after leaving there because I was instantly energized by being cooled off.
The Western States Endurance Run was Rose's 7th win in 7 100-mile mountain marathons. Sunderland says he's keeping good company.
Jeff Rose and Anton Krupicka and Kilian Jornet are probably the 3 top ultra runners in the world now.
A chef at Rainbow Foods, Jeff Rose regularly runs in the mountains around Juneau. A typical training run would be up Mount Roberts to Sheep Mountain, back to Clark Mountain, down into Granite Basin, and down Perseverance Trail to town. That's about 4 hours for Rose. He does it at least a couple of times a week. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.